Okay. What's up? It is Week in Weebs, episode 41, September 1st, 2023, the beginning of a new month. We are three quarters through the year. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Summer is coming to an end soon. Sad about that. I'm Alonzo.
Why?
I don't like. I like. Change. I love the summer. Winter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Winter is coming. That's what's
winter
changing.
Is coming.
The nights. The long nights.
Did you watch? Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I watched it as like the new season. The last season was coming out. I decided to watch it.
Oh, you saw how it fell off?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story. A whole different thing. Alonzo got my co-host Jason with me. How you doing, Jay?
Oh, I'm good. Why did you do it like that?
Do what?
He said, Alonzo, my co-host Jason, how you doing, Jason? That's what you said, right?
That is what I said. Was that weird? I don't know.
You did it super fast, yeah.
Okay.
You'll see when you listen back to it.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. But which one do you want to get started with?
I think Zion 100, because it was super straightforward.
Okay.
And it was like a little twist in the episode.
What was the twist?
I mean, not a twist, but you know, like we thought he was completely done with his life of work and all that was behind him. But
the PTSD.
Yeah. His shift leader or whatever dude survived and was forcing people to work.
Yeah,
he was like,
chief.
Yeah, you don't work for me.
Okay. So yeah, we start the episode off with them looking at some watches, because I think one of his goals was to get like a gold watch or a solid gold watch.
Yeah, they went to a jewelry store or whatever, and they just picked out a gold watch, and they were just trying on clothes and stuff.
Yeah, so he's looking at them. Yeah, we got this little pose. That was the funny part. One of them was worth, I don't know what yen translates to for dollars.
Oh yeah, it's a crazy conversion rate. Like, because I was trying to buy some clothes from Bape. I mean, you can get it in the U.S., but if you buy it in Japan, it's cheaper because yen is worth less than dollars.
Okay.
So like 98,000 yen is like $70.
That's so weird. Weird conversion rates. I hate that. Do you feel like we're gonna one day be on a standard,
like or the not whole world? I mean, 9,000.
Okay,
is like $60. Yeah, 9,000 yen is $60. So,
one thing I wasn't thinking about with this show that this episode reminded me of, I wasn't thinking about like, you know how like we were talking about Heavenly Delusion and like the different like parts of society that would come up from it. But in this show, it just seems pretty barren. You know, it's like we have Akira, Kensho, the girl, and some random people who have, like, survived. But for the most part, it's, like, barely anyone around. So I never really thought about it.
Yeah, but they mentioned that, dude. They're, like, the city's dying down. Like, everybody's... They said that. He was like, everybody's kind of turning to zombies. It's not safe to stay here anymore. And they also said how, like, the internet stopped working.
Okay.
And everything.
Yeah.
And that's why they were leaving. They're like, yeah, it seems like. Where are they at? In Tokyo?
Yeah, they're in Tokyo.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Tokyo seems like everybody's. Pretty much majority of everybody has been converted into a zombie or whatever. So we should leave. And so they were like, all right, yep. And that's when he was like, let's go see my family or my parents or whatever. Even though in the end of the last episode, they made it seem like that was what they were going to do anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why they brought it back up this episode like it was a new idea.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they wanted to leave that as a cliffhanger for the last episode. But like,
oh, yeah, because they
wanted to add context.
Break?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So they leave Tokyo to see their parents or see Akira's parents specifically.
Yeah.
And they look at
the RV shop.
The stars, I guess. What did the power have to do with the stars?
Because, you know, like, the reason if you go outside at night, you can't see the stars because there's too many, it's light pollution. There's too many lights. so you can't see the stars. But when there's no lights, you can see the stars because the street lights and stuff aren't interfering with the light from the stars and stuff. That's why if you go in the woods and stuff, you can see the stars way better than in the city because there's too many lights on that's blocking out the stars.
That's crazy. Stuff like that makes me think of like people way, way back in time who've probably seen stuff that like we never saw.
Yeah.
Or will never see. It makes me
kind of jealous. See the stars though if you go to like the woods or some area of the world that's super not urban, very rural.
But imagine like no lights on Earth.
Yeah, that would look crazy. Yeah.
Like, that's probably, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's probably nuts. So, they go and what? They decide that they want to, well, he says goodbye to his room, I guess.
Yeah. And what he packed? Pack light. He packed like a water gun in a video game system.
Yeah, why did he pack a water gun?
I don't know. Or maybe it's a real gun, but it looked like a water gun to me. Oh, I mean, no, it's the game gun. Remember, he was using it. It's like, yeah. It's like the attachment because he was playing that zombie game, shooting.
I'm done. That's how I'll be packing when I go on the airplane to see my parents. Okay, my PlayStation. That's it.
Some clothes. PlayStation, some clothes, yeah.
So,
and so then they're heading out. He actually packed things you need, like water and, you know, batteries and stuff like that. And they were like, all right, let's go get an RV because that'll probably be the best way to, you know, the transport or to go from place to place because the motorcycle isn't, you know, it's no cover or anything. So they go to the RV place, and when they get there, what's her name is there too. They both walk up the steps and they look to the right and they're side by side.
That's right.
And then she was like, they invited her along. And she was like, no, you guys are too risky. I would never, you know, tag along with you two or whatever. And then they were like, you don't have a driver's license. Isn't it unsafe? Isn't that a risk trying to drive for the very first time? And a big ass car, too. Like, what? That's actually extremely unsafe. You would probably be terrible. And then they kind of convinced her. Not really. They didn't really convince her yet, but she was like, all right, whatever. And then they were looking at the RVs and they were trying to pick out cool ones. And she was like, no, we should get one that's, you know, compact and very easy to drive and can fit on highways and stuff because it's going to be a bunch of cars and stuff blocked. And they were just kind of looking at all the cool ones and like the price. And then she found one that she liked because it had like a some kind of the inside was decorated a certain way. I forgot what region or what place it was like. And she was like, I like that. And then they were like, see, we knew you had a type or whatever. And then she was like, no, that's not the case. And then all the zombies come in because they're yelling and laughing and talking and stuff. And they're like, all right, well, the zombies are here. We got to just pick one. So they pick an RV and then they drive out and then they get to the highway and it's pretty safe. Like it's no cars. They were like, it's kind of weird how like empty the highway is, but she was like, it seems like the disease or the sickness, the virus is what she said, spread so fast that nobody was able to leave. And then she was like, but that means somebody is probably out there creating a vaccine who's still alive to fix it. And so I think the end of the story, low key, I think it might be a vaccine and everything goes back to normal, but he won't live that same life. Like he'll realize there's more to life and he'll be like, you know. Or they might just turn to zombies and the show just ends that way. But then, you want me to keep going or?
Oh, no, you can keep going.
Yeah, and then they're just driving and there's a spike strip. They don't see it and they bust their tires and Kensho, that's his name, right? His first name? His Kensho falls off the bike really gnarly. And honestly, it's kind of crazy he didn't have any like helmet or anything. Like that made no sense now that I think back on it. Like why did he have no protection on his body at all? But he fell off and then he's all banged up because the accident. And then a group of the chief from his old job shows up and everybody has a baseball bat and they got like baseball uniforms on, like what the heck, I don't know. And then he's like, oh, it's you, I can't believe you survived. Somebody like you is still alive, that's crazy. He was like, you know what, we'll help you if you work for me for 2 days. We'll fix your friend up and everything. And then he's like, what? at first he didn't want to do it, but then the zombies were coming to him. They were like, you got to make a decision because the zombies will get to you quick. And we're like, I'll fix your RV and you can heal your friend and stuff. So he was like, all right, I'll work for 2 days. It won't be too bad. But I think he was having an
anxiety attack the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. He was freaking out. He was freaking out because he was having, like you said, PTSD from how he was working back then, which is crazy because back then when it showed the flashbacks, he wasn't like upset about it or feeling bad. Remember, he was like, oh, it's just good. It's just work. But now I think he has a realization like that was super exploitative. And I was like, dang, I was getting treated badly. Now he's feeling, you know, anxious about it. Because remember, he would show him working, but he wasn't anxious. He was just tired from not being able to sleep. So, and then the girl in the back was like, basically saying like, you're a liar. You did this on purpose to get people to work for you. And you're not, you know, you're only doing this because you're a bad person, basically. And then he goes, they take him in. He's working. Kencho's getting healed up. And then they devise a plan to escape secretly because she feels like he's not going to let him stop working, which I also agree. I think he's going to make him keep working. And then he also saw that he was using zombies as workers. And he was like, zombies are great workers because you don't have to, they never stop and you don't have to tell them what to do. And they don't ask for breaks or anything.
Yeah, he was like kind of disturbed by that, and that was like the least disturbing thing I feel like I saw.
Yeah, there. I feel like that makes the most sense.
Yeah, that, like, made perfect sense to me. I was like, are they just zombies?
Yeah. And then also he told him to get him some drinks, and he was like, why'd you get him these cold drinks? Because he was hoarding the cold drinks for himself. And then his crew, his posse, whatever, like, oh, we get cold beer. He was like, yeah. And so I think what's really going to happen is that the other people are going to realize the chief is a terrible guy. Like, cause right now they seem like he's kind of pretty cool, like his crew and stuff. But I think slowly they're going to realize he's holding stuff back from them and he's not treating everybody equally. And it'll be like a whole, like, I think everybody will end up escaping, not just him and his friends.
Okay. You think it'll be like in a revolt?
Yeah. Like, cause he has union. Old people and girl. Yeah. And like, remember they showed like the old man and then like the young girl working. And they were sweating, pushing the boxes in the cart.
Yeah.
So,
you know what this reminds me of? Have you ever seen The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
It reminds me of like one of those camps. And when they all were wearing like the baseball gear or the baseball bat, it reminded me of the one guy. I don't know his name. Baseball bat? Yeah, I don't know his name, though.
He's in Tekken. They put him in Tekken.
Yeah. I feel like it was like C or K. I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about.
Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny, that's what it reminds me of. But yeah, this whole episode was just about Akira having PTSD and being stressed out because he saw a reminder of his old job, basically. And this dude is just like some kind of master of manipulation because he has everyone here working for him, dying outside in the heat, trying to load these boxes. Did they even explain like what they're even doing? Like, what are they even working for?
With the box? I don't know. I don't know what they're for. Or it's Negan. His name is Negan. That's the name of the guy. Negan. Yeah.
Okay. Negan. But, I don't even know what they're working for. Or what they're even moving stuff for. So, if they do all gang up on them, that'll be funny. But I feel like we haven't really seen any humans kill humans in this show.
No, I don't think they'll kill them. But I think they'll, like, escape and get away, because the thing was, he was putting that spike trap down for people that were leaving the city who were also trying to escape,
right?
And he forced them to stay with his group and do work for him.
Okay. So yeah, and then what else happened? Oh yeah, and then he literally said at the end, he was like, you guys are all equipment, just shut up, follow orders.
Yeah.
And then she had a little flashback to, I guess, probably her dad or something.
Her dad, yeah. Because she was talking about how, like, no matter how hard your brain tries, your heart will never forget the fear. And then it had a little flashback to,
He got the Nikes on.
He's walking real close to
the zombies too. Yeah, I was confused about that.
Right next to him.
The only thing I could relate to this in my personal life, I never had a job that like stressed me out that much, that if I saw someone from it, I would be stressed out just seeing them. But I would say sometimes seeing like coaches, like high school coaches,
get PTSD
from running or suicides. Yeah. Like stuff like that. Whenever I saw like my ninth grade, basketball coach out or like the assistant coach, I'll be like, Jesus, I hated those times. Like those are bad times. Like I remember that, like running or just like getting yelled at or just stuff like that. So stuff could definitely stick with you long term, no matter what age you are. Even though he isn't even that far removed from it either, is the thing.
Yeah, it's only been what, a few months?
Maybe. I don't know the timeline, but it ain't been that long. But, yeah. Hopefully they revolt. I could see that guy probably dying.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't kill him, but maybe a zombie kills him.
Zombie gets to him, like, certain situation. He gets stuck with zombies and they get to him, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all I got for Zom. I did have a question. A couple zombie questions. A zombie apocalypse, because we did, what was it? I was listening to an episode like 2 weeks ago and I made a video for it. Like the guy who let himself turn to a zombie, but like he got bit and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I came up with a question. I was like, what zombie apocalypse person do you think you would be?
Oh, from the cast that we've seen so far?
Not necessarily just the keeping it to the cast, but there are archetypes for like that. But like,
I would say I would be kind of like the girl, like figuring out ways to survive, like what to do and how to do them, but not like super, super crazy like she is about it. But I think I would definitely be along those lines, and then figuring out places to go where there's other people, like with a community where like there's food and stuff and resources.
Yeah, I think I would be more like her, too. Except just not as... probably not as meticulous as she was, but...
yeah.
Probably first thing I would do is stock up on stuff and probably get out of the city. I'm surprised they're just now leaving the city.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like Akira, though. Like,
no.
That dude doesn't... yeah, he's carefree. Like, what the heck?
I would definitely be trying to survive. I wouldn't be giving up on survival.
Yeah.
And do you have any zombie survival tips?
Trust no one.
Why do you say trust no one? Like not even because, like parents?
No. I mean, you can trust people like that, but if you meet new people, I would always take everything they do and everything they say with a grain of salt. Like I wouldn't just 100% openly trust somebody. That's because true. You never know what their best interest is, especially in a time of survival. People act very irrational. So
I would say do your best to keep people around, like, I don't know. But yeah, if someone's just like obviously irrational or like obviously like an Akira type, you may not want to keep them around per se.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just depends. I mean, he's done a good job of surviving.
But he also will save your life. Like he'll put his life on the line to save you. So he's like, he's a different situation. Like, he wants somebody like that. But he also does dumb things that are, like, not worth it in terms of risk-reward.
Like, people, I don't know.
But he's not necessarily, he's never put anybody's life in danger. Like, he doesn't put Kencho's life in danger, really. I mean, they do stuff, but he's like, yeah, I'll go and do it with you. But he's never, like, done situations that have caused Kencho to be in another situation. You get what I'm saying?
That he didn't like consent to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Kencho's always down to do it.
To do it, yeah. But it's not like he did something and then in turn that made him be in a situation of life or death. He's been agreeing to it. So yeah.
Like the only time that happened where he put someone in trouble by mistake was probably just with her at the grocery store.
Yeah.
He attracted the zombies. Well, okay. Which one do you want to do now?
I'm feeling Bleach or Rooney? We can do Rooney.
Okay, let's do Rooney. Because I was feeling that. I feel like this show is picking up a lot.
Yeah. I was completely wrong about... I mean, it was a little lighthearted, but it wasn't lighthearted. It was more jokey, though. It wasn't as... It was definitely more jokes and stuff this episode. But it's keeping the same tone. Like, now it's opium in the city causing people to die.
We just can't avoid Revenger, can we?
Yeah, but I think that's just like a testament to that time in that era. Like, opium was... That was the drug that was... The war on drug was opium.
So, yeah, let me... Still is, kind of, but... Let's see if I can remember. It's been a long while since I watched this. So, the bandana guy, doesn't start with him asking Kenshin to go gambling, right?
Yeah, he was like, let's go gambling. And they went to go gamble, and they were doing really good. They were winning. And then he Kenshin asked a question just, like, about
cheating. Well, not cheating, but, like, too good. And he was just telling him the answer every time.
Yeah. And then he was asking about an old guy who usually shows up. He was like, hey, where's he at? I haven't seen him in a while. And then the other two dudes there, they're like, yeah, you didn't hear? He died. He was like, what? What'd he die from? Then he say, like, an opium overdose. And he was like, how'd he get opium or something like
that?
Yeah,
like how'd he get his hands on it? Because it's, like, expensive.
And then that happened. And then somebody showed up. That girl showed up to the gambling place with the two dudes chasing her, right?
Right, yeah.
And then she was like, oh, save me. They're trying to capture me or kidnap me or something. And then the bandana dude, he wasn't really listening to what she was saying, but he helped her out. He was like, I just want to figure out how this opium guy, he was like, I'm already ticked off. Like, don't make me even more mad. So when they kicked the door in, they were yelling and stuff. He was just like, all right, I'm in a bad mood. And so they, like, pretty much apprehended the two and beat them up pretty bad. And then they started questioning the girl, the woman, like, why were they chasing you and stuff like that? And she was like, oh, I can't tell you or something like that, but protect me. And then the dude dropped down from the ceiling. And was just, like, talking. He was like, she's lying. She's actually so-and-so's, not girlfriend, but something. And then he was like, she's very precious and valuable, and she needs to come back with us. And then he shot, like, these nails. Basically bullets. He was flicking bullets with his fingers.
And that was another thing that I wanted to talk about is the unrealistic abilities in Kenshin. Like, we got a guy who can make you stop because you're just so... He could conquer you with the spirit of his sword or something. We got...
Yeah.
Well, Sakura, Sanosuke carrying the giant berserk sword, I guess, isn't necessarily unrealistic if he's that strong. But this dude flicking bullets, like...
And I feel penetrating, like, through people.
Yes, like actually with his fingers. You know what? Last time we had a person with ability like this, you gaslit me on that ability. You were like, I was sitting here like, yo, that's crazy. That doesn't make any
sense.
Can
somebody flick a coin? Because remember, Vinland, they did it. He flicked the coin into the dude's eye.
That's what
I'm
saying.
He flicked the coin and killed the butterfly. And I was saying, somebody could flick a coin hard enough to puncture your eyeball. I think that's possible.
But that's crazy, bro. That is
like, it is crazy. It is crazy. But, like, think about it. Think about how delicate the eye is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a soft tissue organ. I think that's right. Right?
Yeah. It's soft, for sure.
So I think if somebody flicked a coin, cause think about it. Think about if something just grazes your eye. That's just going to, like, scratch it. You know what I'm saying? So somebody flicked the eye. Obviously, the distance would be crazy if they did it from how far he did it from.
A butterfly in half.
With a coin. Yeah, he did. But are butterflies really that durable, bro? Let's be real.
No, but still. Like, you got to. Okay.
It is a crazy feat. It is a crazy feat. I'm just saying, like, somebody could do that in real life.
Like, I can swing full force with a fly swatter or a shoe or something to hit a fly. Like, it'll splat, but it's not just split and clean in half.
Yeah, but that's because That's because it's not entering on a sharp edge. Like, that's okay. If you use the same force with something that's a sharp edge and you cut down on a fly, it's going to go through there. Like, it's going to split them in half. It's not going to smush them.
Yeah. But to have that much even precision to do that, not saying it's impossible.
Right. Yeah.
But it's very unrealistic or uncommon. Yeah. And this dude is just flicking screws.
Bullets at people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're puncturing their body and going through them. I do think it's crazy. I'm not saying it's not crazy, but I'm just saying people can flick things at fast speeds, not to puncture somebody's skin, probably. But
my question is this, like, a common thing? This is the second
time we see somebody use that kind of technique. I don't know. I think it just looks cool, and they're like, "Let's do it," because it is a cool looking technique. Like, just flicking it, it's like your finger, your hand is a gun.
But okay, yeah. Then he gets beat up.
Yeah, but he injured two of his friends, two of the guys there. He injured them pretty bad.
Oh yeah, he just basically,
but they didn't die. He took them to the hospital, yeah, or whatever. And then the girl follows him back to the dojo, and I forgot her name, but she's all like jealous and like, "What? Who is this girl? Why is she here?" And then the dude with the bandana was like, "Oh yeah, we won. They couldn't pay us, so we just took this woman." She was like, "Kenshin, I didn't expect you to be someone to be in like sex trafficking or something like that." And then he was like, "No, that's not what this is," or something like that. And she was like, "Are you lying?" And he was like, "No, I'm not lying," or something. But then the other girl kept like teasing her about it, basically getting all close to Kenshin and saying, like, "Oh, I'll do anything and I'll help you," and blah blah blah.
Was there also a thing about her like having opium in her shirt or something?
Yeah, she had some opium, and he was like, "Why do you have this?" or something like that.
Yeah, if you're not like a part of
their
like, organization or whatever it is. Because he's mad about his friend who overdosed. Okay. They pull up, and then they don't want to involve them, I'm pretty sure.
The two of them. That's why he was like, "We can't tell them because we don't want them to get involved, because it could potentially get them in trouble." So, and then it cuts back.
I don't remember why they went to the riverfront.
Yeah, because remember, it was a huge scene because it was two dead bodies. And the guy, I think the dude in the green showed up, was like, "Hey, it's a scene here, or somebody died." And then the whole town was there. But it's literally just the two dudes that they beat up before the guy that came out the ceiling. But I'm assuming when he went back, because he went back there, and the guy was like, I have to make an example. He was like, "Anybody who can't be of use to me is just better off dead." And so he killed him and put him in the middle of the street. And then everybody was there watching. Even the guy was there who did it. And then they made eye contact, like both groups seen each other, and they said like a few words amongst themselves, like, "That's him," and they were like, "Who's this? Is that the guy who like beat you up or whatever?" And she was like, "Yeah, that's him over there." And then they go back to the place, and she's giving them the information on like the layout of the group, like who's like how many people they have, who's in charge, who's under who, and stuff like that, before they go and try to, you know, figure out how to beat them and stop the opium stuff. And then somebody was eavesdropping, yeah, listening on the door, hearing about what, yeah, she was eavesdropping.
Oh, okay.
Listening. And then the kid was underneath too, eavesdropping as well. And then they're like, "Yeah, we didn't want to tell you because we don't want you to get involved, but don't worry, you know, like, it's nothing more than that." And then this weird red dude shows up.
Dude, the episode ends. Dragon Ball. The dude with the muscle shirt or hell or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Another unrealistic weird thing. I don't know if it's unrealistic, but my man's got four teeth, bro.
Yeah. He only has two up top, two on the bottom. Super strong, like Brolic looking. Like,
when I first looked at them, I thought that I thought this guy was the main leader.
Yeah, I thought he was the main leader too, not the guy in the glasses. But the guy in the glasses is the main leader, but he's the main leader of like all the
army,
the soldiers, the army. Yeah.
They said this guy's an entrepreneur or something.
Yeah.
So, okay.
He's
Trapper.
Franklin Saint.
Yeah, he's Franklin Saint.
He's
Walter
Franklin
White
Saint.
or whatever. Ozark.
Moving that way, man. That's what the entrepreneuring in.
Because they were
Moving
saying like weight. He's they were saying like, yeah, that guy, he's just like a regular entrepreneur, but all of a sudden he got a bunch of money out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So
maybe good money.
Maybe he used to be, I don't know, maybe he used to sell something else and then he got into drugs for some reason. I'm sure we'll find out. And this dude, I'm sure, is gonna be the main antagonist for Kenshin.
Yeah. Who he fights.
Man, the opium epidemic doesn't stop. Let me get to... Maybe I'll just save Bleach for last here. So, this episode of Malevolent, I really liked the fight.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The girl, we find out she's a freaking... Is it this episode or is it next episode?
Find
the pink
out.
Hair girl. Find out, like, she doesn't even care about being a Sanom. She just loves to fight. And she just wants to battle.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if there's a deeper explanation, but I think...
No,
I
but, think... like, they go super... He's the main character. He's like, oh, yeah, I see what they're talking about. Like, she doesn't even care. She just wants to fight.
Okay.
I mean, we kind of had to, like, you know, the... It was some build up or some foreshadowing of that, like prior, that she just likes to fight. But she was literally like making faces and stuff because the battle
yeah.
was.
Yeah, she was making faces. That was happening. I forgot. I'm trying to forget. Remember her name or see it. Is it Sumabiki? Oh, Tsubaki. Yeah, her name is Tsubaki. But she has had the best fight probably in this show to me at this point, as far as animation goes.
Yeah.
Because she had the
I
two.
Wanted to say. I think it's this most recent episode because I think it might be next episode then because it shows they changed the animation style for like a split second when it zooms in on the face of the woman of the Tribuchet, the one with the white hair and the eye patch. Like okay. It zoomed in on her face. She was talking and they changed the animation style to be like super detailed. And I was like, why isn't it animated like this the whole time? But
hey man, that was 5,000. That was 40,000 yen right there.
Yeah,
whatever that was. But I don't know if there's really much story wise.
Yeah, the fight just
like,
starts. Yeah, because it literally left off from them, you know, about to start fighting, and they just been fighting.
I don't understand this string move. I thought Hugo would like die or something, but he just kind of tore it off. So I don't know. That happens. The girl goes talks to the box with the spirit that's in there. I forgot his name too. And then the prejudice guy or former prejudice person, he reveals the whole building is a spirit.
And yeah, like, he traps the other guy inside.
Yeah. And then we got this fight and she's just destroying two people at once. So yeah, that was about it. From Malevolent Spirits. It's okay. JJK is back this week. It's fine. I'll still finish this season, though.
Yeah, I think it's getting close to it. It's probably like three or four more episodes. We don't got to talk about it, but I'll
it
finish
played
it.
Its part well. It did its thing. So Bleach, was it this episode or last episode you said Bleach was losing you? I think it was this one.
I think it was this one. Yeah, I think it was this one. It's just like everything that's happening is just like I have no sense of urgency because I just feel like Ichigo is going to come down and just win. So like nothing is serious anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they ran away too.
Yeah. Well, who ran away?
Yawich and Yuyu and the second command.
Oh no, they were going to the
The Soul King.
The Soul Kingdom, yeah. That was the plan, though. That was their plan. Was for... I don't know how they knew Ichigo would come down and break the barrier, and that would allow for them to be able to... But that was the plan, apparently. That's what they were saying. This is what they wanted to happen. Because he wants to go and kill the Soul King.
Right. They're playing cat and mouse.
Yeah.
Ichigo comes down, they go back up. But yeah, I think... Beginning of this episode, Kenpachi's beat up from his fight or whatever. And then the Fem Ritters. I don't know if that's an official name or someone just said that online.
Oh, that's their nickname?
I've just been calling them that. Let me see. Yeah, the Fem Ritters. How do you feel about this group this here?
Group? I don't know. They're okay, I guess. I don't really.
Like, I thought they were all right.
I don't think they're really that cool. I feel like the other ones we saw were cooler, low key.
Yeah, like, I like the girl who fought the dog guy.
Yeah. But the one with the power with the blood, that if the blood gets on you, she can like control you. That's a weird power, low key. And apparently she can heal people too with her blood. And then one of them has like thunder powers, and I don't know. And then one of them can make like their face or their body like become an object to hit people with. Like she's fighting.
I liked her, the boring one. The boring girl. Yeah, her. She could make, like, I don't even know. I guess just objects. I don't know what they are. Yeah. Crunch. Yeah, I don't know. But it was cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't really. They weren't that cool to me. And then when. Because they were about to fight Kenpachi. So in the manga, I know they said there's way more to it, because they literally just showed them and started, like, trying to beat up Kenpachi. And Kenpachi was like, what are you doing? And they were like, how are you still able to dodge and stuff? Like, you just fought Grimmie. How is he still able to move? And the boring girl was like, yeah, he's a special. We have to annihilate him now because he's a special person or a person of interest or something like that. And that's why. And so they were hitting him a little bit, but he was still kind of like surviving it. And then he was just on the ground getting burnt up. And he was just like, well, yeah. I mean, and then Ichigo shows up and helps him. He's like, who would have thought I would be here helping you? And he said the same thing back. I would have never thought you would be here helping me. And then Ichigo starts fighting him, and he's just trashing him. And it's like, all right. And then all the other Stern Ritters start to try to help out after they realize Ichigo is just like trashing everybody. And Ichigo figures out that Yawitch is over there. He's trying to get to Yawitch, and they're all trying to like intercept him before he gets there. And then that's when Renji and what's her name and some of the other people show up, and they start fighting the Stern Ritter so Ichigo can make it to him. But then we get the information that the reason they did this was because they wanted to get to the Soul King. And now that Ichigo came down and broke the barrier, it was like 10 minutes?
It was How long did he say? I don't know, like 10 like seconds, 20, 3 10 minutes, sec- I don't remember. 20,
some amount of time, like it's a short period of time that will allow you to to go there without using a Ukin or whatever. Like you can just go there straight away. So they're going to try to get there, and Ichigo's going to chase them. And the reason I said it was losing me is because like the fights, the combat isn't there for me. You know what I'm saying? Like the animation, the choreography for like what I feel like should be happening is not happening. Like when he was just punching him, he literally just punched him and they flew into buildings. Like it was no.
I feel like this fight was literally just like a power scaling for Ichigo just to show how strong he got.
Yeah, but we already, you know, like we already knew. But I don't know. It's just like, all right, that's cool. And then he gets there, and then
yeah, he's literally just like punching him, elbowing him. Yeah. Them flying like Superman in the different buildings, and and then at the end she did like her ultimate lightning move, and he just did like his new Getsuga move,
yeah,
and just like
parried it completely. Parried
told
it.
Her to get out of the way, and she didn't. And then cut
yeah,
her arm
she
off.
Got like yeah, and then she got healed, and
that was about it. And then what's it called? Getsuga G. It starts with a J. I don't remember. Jushu or something, Jinsho, I don't know. Jujisho, whatever. Cross Blast. And people were saying they should go beat the one move allegations, but I disagree. I think it's the same thing. It's just two.
Two slashes instead of
it's
one.
It's just two slashes instead of one. It makes a cross. He doesn't beat the one move allegations. Still. But it's fine. And then, what? All the captains come and try to distract all the Stern Ritters, I guess. Well, not really distract, but hold them off so Ichigo
yeah,
can run.
So Ichigo can, yeah, get to Yawitch. And then he sees, what's his name? He's like, why are you here? And he's like, you know I'm here. I'm a Quincy.
Is that all he said? Like, what did he say?
He said something like that.
What was it say? Through the 72 layers of barriers. And I feel like this dude knew that this was going to happen.
Like the dude guy with the beard? He knew. Because remember, somebody was like, what are you thinking? I think it was the guy with the green hat. Green and white hat. Yeah, he was like, what are you thinking? Like, what are you trying to do?
Okay. I'm trying to get to the point where... And this was like... I'm trying to get to the point where Yuyu and Ishigo talked. Because I feel like it wasn't enough for like what I wanted for this. Because I still don't have an explanation of why he is doing this. Yeah, he pulls up. He's like, Yuyu, what are you? Leave, Ishigo. What? You cannot stop his majesty. What are you talking about, Yuyu? Leave before you waste your life. And then he, like, shoots a bunch of arrows at him. And Ishigo, obviously. Oh, no. Orihime comes out with her.
Yeah, and they
block her outfit.
Yeah.
Like, what were you saying about her outfit?
I was saying, bro, this creator is just a... Bro, like, come on, bro.
I mean, Chad's showing more skin than her.
Yeah, but Chad is a dude. And it's really not her outfit. It's just, like... the embellishment of her breasts, like why her boobs so big, bro. Like what the heck, bro? But it's multiple characters in Bleach like this. Like
yeah,
the Roncar. I don't know her name. I think she had blonde hair.
The blonde,
like
the
she,
black,
yeah, yeah.
The black girl, blonde hair,
like, bro. Like the bro dude just be like he just be drawing. I'm like, all right, I guess. I don't know if you ever seen Lean and Cuisine. You probably know who he is, but on Twitter, he was getting backlash because they were like, what's one anime you wouldn't want on the screen when and somebody walk in? And he said Bleach, and everybody was getting on him about it. Like, what do you mean Bleach? Da 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 da. And then he was like, all right, bro, y'all can attack me all y'all want, but y'all know that show, that creator, Tite Kubo. He was like, Tite Kubo.
Tite Kubo. That's his name, though.
It's tight Kubo, though. It's tight.
Oh, it's tight. Okay.
Yeah, but he said Tite Kubo because he... So,
yeah,
I don't know, man. He just... Like, come on, bro. Like, what are we doing? Like,
it's just all under boob.
It's like, bro, what the heck, bro?
It's fine. I mean, who else is there?
There's but also in the anime, she was, like, in the center of the screen, bro, taking up, like, at least 2/3 of the screen, bro. Like, what the heck? I see something else on Twitter, though. They were like, you know what's crazy? Guess which underage character got more backlash for their outfit? And then it was her and Sarada side by side.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't think Sarada... Well, you know, I don't really be on anime Twitter like that, but I didn't think... We talked about it a little bit, but it wasn't like nothing crazy.
I don't watch Boruto.
Either. Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. So
like, I don't care. I've seen all the Boruto designs, though. I don't think her design is like... Inappropriate.
You were just saying it looked
crazy.
Like she was going out. Yeah, like just going out. Just, yeah, she doesn't look. Yeah, that don't look too crazy.
Like she just looks like she's going out. I don't know.
Yeah, just like a regular. Yeah. Orihime got the freaking.
But you know what the difference is? It's like, I feel like it's also a thing. It's like women with bigger features are going to look more. I guess revealing in the same outfit.
In the same outfit, yeah.
Like if Sarada was wearing this outfit, I don't think anyone would care.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's because she already has big boobs and then she has this type of shirt on, it like creates like it makes it more revealing. But
and then it's like I don't know, this is a whole other thing. Like why would you wear this into battle? Let's be real. Like you know what I'm saying?
Doesn't look like the most comfortable outfit.
There's no protection, bro. Like, what are you protecting?
That just reminded me of this one person from One Piece that we were talking about on Monday for Straw Hats. I'm gonna pull her up because Adam was talking about people. It started a whole conversation on Twitter with different animes and different writers, and they were talking about like fan service and stuff like that, and then and like underage people in the show. Being dressed in certain ways. And there's this one character in One Piece named Rebecca. I'm trying to... When I look her on Google Images, it doesn't even show her whole body. It's the funny part. Maybe I could find it somewhere. But, like, I pulled her up, and Adam was like, see, what is that protecting? Like, this is what she wear. face.
Oh yeah.
I was like, she's hiding her face. That's what's important. They don't know her identity.
Yeah. It's like, you know, obviously it's not a real show, so, but it, you know, it's like, all right.
Like, it's not protecting any crucial part of her body, but it's fine. So then it's like, Yuryu, let's go. Have you bid them farewell? Yes. Not really. He didn't even say goodbye or anything. It'll be an eternal parting. Bro, he didn't say anything, bro.
Yeah, he just left.
He literally said nothing. He didn't even be like, all right, guys, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Or explain anything. He's just like, leaves. Just turns his back and leaves. I don't get this guy. He irks me. Really bad.
Is he a Sasuke clone?
Sasuke clone?
Have you seen that on Twitter? Sasuke clones?
No.
It was like, it was, you know how people be like, putting this thread, your favorite, whatever, or, you know, stuff like that, and then people reply. It was like, who's your favorite Sasuke clone? And everybody was just putting in pictures from, you know, characters from different animes. And then one other person was like, little do they know, Sasuke is actually, it's a basketball manga. That's who the creator of Naruto based Sasuke off of. They're like, they don't even know he's really a clone of this dude.
That's good. Like, who were some people they were saying were Sasuke clones?
Oh, that's a good picture. Or not really. It just these shows. Are just. Yeah. But they did say Megumi was a Sasuke clone. Who else? Let's see if I can find it.
I'm trying to think, like what makes someone a Sasuke clone if they're just like
they just look like
a Deuteragus who's like edgy,
pretty much.
Like, One Piece is definitely not a Sasuke clone. I guess Yuryu from Bleach. I don't know. I guess not really, but like, I'm really trying to think of like a good example of a Sasuke clone here. Naruto fans also be saying that everything is copying Naruto. So I don't even know how much validity there is to that.
Yeah, a lot of people were like in the comments, like, "What do you mean, oh, Sasuke? You know? They just look alike."
That's fair, but Yuno is nothing like Sasuke. Oh, so besides this, that what they have long hair. Like any edgy character has a Sasuke clone.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they were saying.
Naruto fans be reaching. Reach, Aki. Okay. I think that's all I got for this week.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. This was a short episode. None of these shows really like push narrative except for Rurouni, to be honest. And Zom. Because, you know,
like half of them.
Malevolent was fighting and Bleach was fighting. We already
fighting,
know.
Yeah.
It's the same, yeah. So, yeah.
That's all we got.
Weak fights from Bleach. Hopefully the action picks up. I want to see more high-level animation.
I don't know what they're going to do, though.
Ryu and Ichigo might scrap, and it might go crazy.
But, like, is Ichigo going to go back up there?
I also seen, I guess, I don't know if this is a spoiler.
There's also a little clip of Aizen.
Yeah, yeah. Remember I was saying Aizen is going to pop, remember in the beginning? When the show came back, I'm like, Aizen is going to make a debut because they're going to fuck up the Soul Society. He's going to escape and he's going to be able to get to where he wanted to get to and do what he wanted to do. And I feel like that's what's about to happen. I low-key still feel like Aizen is the main villain, low-key. Like,
that would be crazy.
He's the dark horse, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, yeah, everything's just planning out what I need to do and he's just sitting back. Because remember, y'all, when you went to talk to him, he was like, do you want to join our team? He was like, we'll meet each other at the end, and it would be no point because if we get what we both want, we'll just be fighting for that power anyway once we get to it. Toki's like, there's no point in me being your team or your team.
So Aizen's just like, I knew the Quincy's would come back in a couple years because I'd read the sacred books in the laboratory.
Not even that. I think he's been waiting. And then when this happened, he's like, all right, I know this is going to be my opening, basically. So, yeah.
Well, that would be cool. I mean, we still got, what episode was that? Do you know?
What, four?
For Bleach.
Four or five?
You know what episode that was?
That's what I'm saying, like four or five, I think.
Are we really that? I thought it was like six or seven. Is it really?
It might be six or seven, but it's what, 12 episodes, right?
Yeah. So what did we see? I Am the Edge. I think we just saw eight.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, okay, we got this week's, we got five more episodes. Oh, wait, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And then we got two more mini parts or seasons. Still got a lot to go.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're skipping over stuff, though.
That's they took out especially with Grimmie, we didn't even know he was locked up. That's why I'm like, he probably was the strongest Quincy, bro. Like, why are you locking this dude up? Why is he locked up? Because he's the strongest and he's fucking crazy. So I think that's why he was locked. We find out he was locked up. They also didn't show, that Soul Reapers and Quincy's literally stopped fighting each other because they were so afraid of this fucking meteor that was about to destroy the whole Saritae. And the freaking one dude was just watching. They showed him watching from a distance with binoculars. I think they showed him for a little bit, but he didn't have as much commentary as he did in the manga from the pictures I seen.
And then also in the manga, they moved. The second command was yo, which we gotta get you somewhere. We gotta move you, bro.
Oh, yeah, because he's about to kill everybody. Yeah, yeah. We didn't see that either. So, yeah, I don't know. They took out stuff that I feel like would have been really valuable and good and added more context to the situation.
So, yeah, he destroyed that whole thing. And they're like, protect his majesty. Why does his majesty need protecting?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
And Grimmie is so underused, and I think that's a terrible utilization of a good character, bro.
What would you have wanted for him to do?
In the sense of the fact that he broke himself, that's so stupid.
How would you want him to die?
Yowich was just stronger. through actual combat and fighting.
Oh, you wanted Kenpachi to kill him?
Yeah, yeah. Kenpachi was so overwhelming that he imagined him being this monster. And that, made Kenpachi even stronger. Or something like that. Or along those lines. I guess he did instill fear into him a little bit, but I wish it was more noticeable. They were actually fighting. It was actual combat. And then once he saw Kenpachi was matching up to every level, even though he kept going higher and higher and higher and making himself, stronger and stronger through his imagination, it would get to the point where he's damn, maybe he can't imagine. Like you said, last week or 2 weeks ago, what if it's that he couldn't imagine himself being stronger than Kenpachi? And then Kenpachi deals the fatal blow or whatever, and then he dies from that. That would have been way cooler than him trying to make his body as strong as Kenpachi and his body not being strong enough to handle it. Okay. Even though, I guess that's kind of the same thing what I'm saying, but the way it would have happened would have been better if they were actually fighting. You know what I'm saying? And not just him cutting through everything he was making.
Are you saying, as he's fighting him, he's imagining Kenpachi being stronger and stronger?
Yeah, as he's fighting.
And it's
actually
making Kenpachi stronger and stronger?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would have been cool, too. It would have also gave Kenpachi an even bigger power.
More power moves, yeah. And that would have been cool, yeah.
But now I'm kind of upset because Kenpachi struggled that much because now he's got to heal. I thought he was just going to beat this guy and keep going.
Spoiler, but somebody heals him, I saw, because he fights again. Because there's no way that's going to be his only fight. He's too strong. He's going to fight somebody and get a real battle. I think, you were saying with Ichigo, how when Ichigo just fought the Fem Ritters, that was just his power scaling. I think this was the same thing for Kenpachi. Like, this is his power scaling, and he's going to get a real battle later.
Okay. The only person I still want to see is Byakuya, because he hasn't fought anyone. But
yeah.
I just don't know what's going to... It's irking me. I know it comes out tomorrow. That I don't know what's going to happen now that literally, like, the main three people just, like, left the battlefield.
Oh, I think it'll be... It might be an all-out war of the captains versus the Quincy's right now, and then Ichigo will be chasing them in the background.
Guess we'll see. But yeah, you got any predictions?
No predictions. No predictions.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do another one of these things. Can you describe Vinland Saga?
I thought we already did that.
I don't think so. If we did, I didn't get it, or I didn't remember enough to
the go season back. Two or season one or as a whole.
As a whole.
So, Vinland Saga is about a boy who is the son of a well-known warrior who is probably honestly the strongest warrior in the army for the Vikings. And his dad realizes war is not the answer and he wants to become a true warrior. And through that, he basically wants to find a place where it's peaceful and he can just live and have a family and be like a normal dude, because he feels like that's what a true warrior is. And he goes and he deserts his post in war and tries to fake his death, and he leaves and starts his family somewhere else. But the Vikings know he deserted. They kind of just left him alone because they're like, he gave us a lot of work, bro. Like, we not gonna chase this dude. But another war started. He shows up. The Vikings show him. They're like, hey, we need you to come back because we're about to have this war, and you're like the strongest warrior we got. So I know we kind of let you leave, but you got to come back. And he's like, all right. Comes back, and his son stupidly follows him onto the boat to go into this war. And we find out it's a setup, and his dad gets killed. And his son sees this at a very young age. He's probably like, what?
Seven or something?
Seven at this time, and he sees his dad die in front of him. And instead of him going back to his island, he just follows the people that kills him, and he basically vows to kill the guy who killed his dad. And for, like, I want to say, like 6 years, 6-7 years, he's been following, maybe nine. It might have been 9 years. He got older. He was following this dude for a long time. He joins the crew of the people that killed his dad, kind of. But he's only staying there because he wants to kill him and he wants to get the opportunity to fight him in a duel, like a legit duel. So he's been working with these dudes. He becomes like a ruthless killer. And yeah, he's trying to get revenge on his dad. But since we're doing season two, he doesn't get revenge. Spoiler, the dude dies.
Spoiler of the show.
The description.
I mean, that is a description. I mean, but that's like the prequel. That's not even the real show, though. Like, they even say this is the epilogue, or not the epilogue, the
prologue,
whatever they call it. You know, before the actual prologue. Story. Yeah, this is the prologue. So this isn't really, like, you know, a spoiler, technically. This is just the prologue of the show. Like, the real stuff, we don't know what's really going to happen. Like, but that's the prologue. And then he goes on, after that dude dies, he goes on a journey to find himself and figure out what life is truly about, and basically become a true warrior like his dad was talking about. And he's on this journey of trying to figure out what a true warrior is and how do you get to there.
Okay.
Is that not the show? That's what the show is, basically.
That's the show. That's the show. I'm going to try to do a more abstract version of it. So, Jesus, I need to drink some water for a second. Okay. Jesus Christ. So Vinland Saga is about this kid named Thorfinn who, you know, he has to tackle revenge. You know, he's a revenger for the first season of the show. He's just a revenger, you know. He goes through a very traumatic experience in the beginning, and he just spends the rest of the first season seeking revenge and then having little moments of his humanity shining through at times. And he just has to tackle those things. And honestly, you know, he's not even really the main character.
In season one, yeah. Low key.
Because there's a different character who is tackling different themes of, I don't know, like existence and where they belong and war and all these other things. So it's about, it's really like a double protagonist, antagonist type thing. And then the second season is about, really, it kind of follows two different characters as well. But it's about him, you know, being, trying to get over the feelings of revenge or trying to really get over the past and all the time that they spent seeking revenge and trying to find a purpose in life. And it also follows another character that's trying to deal with the life that they've chosen to follow and what comes with war and being a leader. So if you're into that, you should check out Vinland Saga. That's all I got. Now I think about it, Vinland Saga does remind me of Berserk. With like Askeladd and Thorfinn.
I just know they say guts goes through a lot.
Oh man, that's an understatement. That's such an understatement.
I've tried to watch it, but all the anime adaptations are just trash and they're CGI and they're not.
Yeah, I haven't watched.
Not good.
I've only watched like clips here and there. I've read it. Well, I'm not done. I'm on like chapter like 305 or something. And there's like 370, but the creator died like 2 years ago.
Dang.
But the person that
is finished though, is the show finished?
It wasn't finished. The person who worked closely with them, I think they said that they know how they wanted the story to go, and they're gonna try to continue it the best of their ability to stay true to like what they envisioned it to be.
Okay,
so we'll see. I haven't gotten to the point where the new guy has taken over. But yeah, I think that's all we got. Next week we got Jujutsu Kaisen back.
Awesome episode, by the way.
Okay. Got Bleach. Hopefully Zom doesn't get delayed. And what's our other show? Roni.
Yeah.
And then Malevolent, I'll still continue watching. We could probably just talk about the finale whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
And that's it. Have a good weekend. Have a good Labor Day. Whenever you listen to this, I don't know. You got any final words, Jason?
No, have a good weekend. Stay safe. Yeah.
Okay.
Peace out. Get those games, man. If you aren't going to the gym, go to the gym. It'll make you feel better. You know what I'm saying?
True. Go for a walk.
Yeah, go for a walk. Be active, you know, just do anything. Get moving.
Yeah. Okay.